Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, welcome back. People that like to either, you know, be on your mission or hear about people that are taking the mission so that you too can feel fueled and inspired. You guys are, let me see, you're the most scalar. Man, you guys are just awesome. That's a new word. You know, it's a new word. I've been hanging out with my 19-year-old son just in Mexico last week, and I heard all sorts of cool words. So that's going to be the cool word for you. You guys know that I just so appreciate everything that you do. And I love that you keep sending in questions and that you comment and that you've been sharing. We have been getting so much response from places in the world I didn't even know existed. So thank you so much for what you're doing. And I have to thank Tom. Tom has been coming back over and over again to share. I mean, he's an expert in this scalar. That's why I called you guys scalar technology, which was actually very new to me when I heard about it. Now, energy is not new. You guys know that I play in the world of holistic medicine. You know, energy is not new. Advancement's not new. Vibration and, you know, diseases having vibrations and inoculation and all that kind of stuff vibrationally is not new information, but I've never seen it put together like this. And honestly, I've never seen the results of people using this technology. And some of the things very common, I mean, Tom's going to talk about a very common condition today that I think is very important, because this condition can make people feel shy about talking about it. You know, I know a very good friend of mine that has the same condition. It's not a condition that kind of comes and goes. It's not like a cold or a flu. It's a condition that can really affect people's lives on all sorts of levels. But most of the time, as you guys remember, I was a practitioner for 27 years and worked with 30,000 clients. And so this is a condition that I saw regularly, and it really impacts the psyche. It really impacts sometimes the self-esteem. It affects people in terms of who they are, how they feel about themselves, in the realm of their sexuality, in terms of relationship, for no reason other than, you know, sometimes the stigma that goes along with this. And I'm obviously not sharing about it because I'm going to pass the expert baton over to Tom today. But you guys have been listening, you know a little bit about scalar, you've been listening to Tom's chat, and if not, he's going to give you a little bit. And there's also 2 recordings that we've already done that you can really listen to. The first one where Tom came on and really, you know, dived deep into how this scalar works. And then of course, the last one that we had talking about HIV and the results that he had and this whole group had in India, which is pretty incredible. So I'm super excited to be able to bring forward to you. And honestly, these are people that are mission driven. I mean, when I talk to Tom and we have pre and post and off air conversations, this guy is divinely motivated. I'll say that, divinely motivated. There you go. Hashtag divinely motivated. That's what we're going to put into your show notes today. Anyways, Tom, thank you for coming back. Thank you for coming back to the show.
A pleasure. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So do you want to fill people in a little bit on what we're going to talk about today and sure. a little premise on how that works?
Sure. We're going to speak about the technology of the future. Many of you have heard of Nikola Tesla. Now, Tesla was working with free energy devices. That's true and accurate. I have Tesla energy instruments. They're known as scalar energy. Some people call that consciousness. So we're going to speak about a new and emerging technology, scalar energy, scalar light. Now, this is not electricity. And I'm working, if you will, with this spectrum of energy, this dimension that many people allude to as being a consciousness, Christ consciousness, or the field or zero point energy. Meaning what? We're looking at the quantum energy, the intelligence of the universe. This is so important because scalar energy is everywhere. And if we can access that omnipresence, we can change nature. We can work with nature. I'm going to show you how I work with nature to our benefit. Everything that I'm going to speak about today will benefit us. So this is safe, easy. This technology is going to benefit mankind. So stay with us. Just follow my train of thought, and you'll see how these scalar energy instruments working in the quantum realm, working through consciousness, can benefit, can improve what I call quantum health.
Wow. I mean, that's such a powerful statement. And you know what the cool thing is, Tom, is that people are getting it. Like, people get it. This is, I was sharing with someone earlier about the evolution of holistic health, of the idea around consciousness, the idea around being able to heal oneself. I remember being on CTV News, and if you're in Canada, you know who that is. And if you remember Lloyd Robinson, then you'll know that I was 20 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, he had heard that I was doing, you know, this aromatherapy company. What? You're going into people's homes as a home party company? What? Your Tupperware? What? And he had me on the air and he's like, what is it that you're doing? And I said, well, you know, plants have properties. Like, honestly, we were talking about plants have properties, like as if it was earth shattering. And they're like, tell us more. And I said, well, here's the thing, you know, it's kind of science. You put it under a microscope, or you know, measure the terpenes, or, you know, whatever it is it's doing. And it was so shocking. It was so such big news. And I said, one of the things that we've got to get comfortable doing is actually sometimes being our own physician, trusting our own gut. And nothing against physicians. I have the most phenomenal doctor, 25 years. He's just retired and I feel a loss. And he doesn't think of the same mind that I do. I mean, there's just this great relationship between allopathic and naturopathic or what have you. But I was saying to him on the air, I said, sometimes we're even scared to go get a second opinion because we're insulting our doctor. We've got to be able to take back our own knowingness and trust or learn about things that seem unknown to us or seem out of the box to us. And people are doing it in droves, right? So I'm really excited about what you're going to talk about today because of the mass of people that have this condition and don't share it because there's some kind of shame or embarrassment attachment to it or whatever. So can you share with us what we're going to talk about?
By all means, we're going to speak about herpes viral infection. Now, there's two types of herpes viral infection that people note. Oral herpes, many times people have blisters on their lips, or genital herpes. So let's just concentrate today on oral herpes. Why does that merit our attention? The herpes virus has been known to pass the blood-brain barrier. And many people who develop Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or dementia have been shown to have the herpes virus in their brain. Why? What happens? The herpes virus is neurotropic. It attacks the nerves, including the neurons. Well, let's look at scalar energy as a benefit. And how can scalar energy help with this condition? Now, keep in mind, we're not working with medicine. Scalar energy is quantum healing. Let me make this very clear. I'm going to hold up my photograph. When I work with a scalar energy instrument, I only work with photographs. This is my photograph. My photograph has a scalar energy signal. It has my signature. People will email me a photograph and I will place a person's photograph inside a scalar energy instrument. So we now have a connection. If you will, the person bilocates to my laboratory. You do not have to visit a laboratory. You send your photograph in substitution. So for the sake of this conversation, by way of an analogy, Deb is not in my office. I'm not in Deb's office. We're sharing the quantum field, so to speak, by way of video. Well, if we can share the quantum field by way of video, then we can share a photograph with the scalar energy instrument. We can make a connection through a scalar energy instrument. Now, very simply, when I place a photograph of a person inside a scalar energy instrument, the instrument will look for the herpes virus on the photograph and destroy it. I'm going to repeat that. A scalar energy instrument has intelligence. Scalar energy can identify, detect, the presence of the herpes virus and then break it apart, break down the molecular bonds. That is possible through the quantum field, through the energy field, or some people call it the Tesla field or pyramid energy. This is not electricity. So this is the benefit that we see now. People who are suffering from herpes will come to us. They will email us a photograph. And this scalar energy instrument that I've developed, again, is able to negate the molecular bonds of the herpes virus. The herpes virus falls apart. And I'll let your audience then deduce what the results are, what how people feel. It's kind of obvious to me.
And so when you put it that way, I mean, it's very digestible. It is mentally digestible. I know that when people, you know, I think when they first heard about hands-on healing, you know, how does hands-on healing, the whole world of Reiki, when Reiki came in and people are talking about like, I'm healing through hands, that is the same kind of thing. It's energy, right? It's transmission. I love how you use the example of how we're communicating and we're in two different parts of the world. We're in two different countries, right? Yes. And just that transmission.
Thank you so much. So here's another analogy, and this has been proven. Some people with a trained voice can hold a glass to their lips. They can sing. They can make a glass vibrate. And in so doing, that glass will vibrate so much in resonance that it will shatter. So if some people can hold a glass to their lips, sing, and project into their voice glass to make the glass resonate and vibrate and shatter, I do not shatter glasses. I shatter viruses. Okay. So
great. With
that, there you go. And it's simple. It's easy. Okay. So with all of that in mind, you know, where's the proof? You know, people say, okay, Tom, in theory, that's great. So I'm going to ask you ladies the first move to one slide. This is a PCR test. Now keep in mind, people from around the world send me their photograph. I only work through photographs. After I work upon somebody's photograph, people will have a follow-up PCR test. And before you now on the screen, you see, this is a PCR test for both herpes 1 and herpes 2. This individual had herpes for 30 years. And after this individual submitted a photograph to me, the individual had a follow-up PCR test. Now, keep in mind, I don't work with people. I work with photographs. After the scalar energy session, this individual went and had a lab test performed. This follow-up PCR test is not detected. And the gentleman, this person mentions, following Tom's scalar energy treatments, I have a clean bill of health confirmed by my PCR blood lab test, registering negative for carrying the herpes virus. Now, this is his words, I'm probably as cured as I'll ever be after having the herpes virus for over 30 years. That's quite impressive.
That's very so impressive.
There are the results of working in the quantum field. And according to people that I work with, now I want to make this very clear. Those are not my words. That's the testimony of an individual that sent me their photograph. According to that individual, working through their photograph, they no longer have a viral loop. And many people say that after the scalar energy sessions, that their symptoms abate, that their symptoms weaken over their period of time. Now, take a breath, consider what I'm saying. This is new and groundbreaking. I don't know of anybody in the world that has this approach. I don't know of anybody in the world that has my instruments. My instruments are custom built. So I offer this to the audience, and I ask the audience to think upon this, pray upon this, and look at the results. Visit my website. I have thousands of testimonies. I am evidence-based, and I have to predicate that evidence upon the testimonies, the lab reports, the testimonies of thousands of people that I work with throughout the world. I will say, I will make this statement that I feel my work is of merit. I believe this new and emerging science can help everybody in the world, everybody. And I thank Deb for being bold enough to walk with me with this new and emerging science to introduce my groundbreaking work to a wide audience.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I mean, it's interesting, like I said, being in this world for a long time, and I, like everybody else, sometimes have to digest that information. You know, it's like when I take a look at where we came from, when I first had my studio, I keep going back to that because it was such a pivotal learning experience where we literally could not put things on the brochure. You know, we were working with the chakras, and we're talking 30 years ago. And
right.
I had doctors coming to me for lymphatic drainage. There's no way I could put chakras. They're like, what, what? And even meditation classes. I used to teach meditation classes, and that was not well received by a certain client sector that we had, and just the evolution of it. And so, you know, when people hear things for the first time, I think it's absolutely normal and natural, depending on your culture. Look, depending on your culture. I'm talking from a North American culture. There's other cultures that don't have this. In other cultures, they're like, what do you mean? Go to a pharmacist. You know what I mean? They're like,
that would be
skeptical to them. And I think let the, you know, the audience think about that. We come from everything from our own glasses, right? There is cultures in the world that would receive this so much better, so much quicker, so much faster, like divine energy. Absolutely. Compared to, imagine certain cultures or tribes. They're like, you go to a store and you give them a paper and they give you tablets and you pay them. Like they would be like, I couldn't even imagine that. So I always remind people, like, we just come from things from where we come from, right? And we have our culture of where we come from. It's like when people were gluten-free, you know, I was gluten-free 30 years ago. People thought there was seriously something wrong with me. They kept calling me a hippie. Now the gluten-free trade show, you can't get a ticket because it's sold out. So it's just, if this sounds new, it's because it is new, or it's new to you. And the beautiful thing that I love about Tom is not only do you understand that, you're not standing on a soapbox saying, you need to listen to me. You're like, come and experience and have your own experience. Because there's nothing like going to the restaurant to see if your friends were right, that it was good and it helped them. And I know that you've got, that you're gifting people a free trial. Maybe tell people about that.
Sure. Thank you. I'm all about proof. I'm a scientist. I'm a researcher. And hyperbole doesn't factor into my research. I'm all about reality. Visit my website, scalarlight.com. Anybody in the role is entitled to 15 days of free session. You're simply going to send us your photograph. You will email us your photograph, and you can include your pets if you want. And with your family's permission, you can send in 4 or 5 photographs of family members. So I want to prove this to the world. And how do I do that? Well, I offer everybody in the world 15 days of free session. I have nothing to hide. So visit the website, scalarlight.com. And you're entitled. I want to treat you. I want you to send in your photograph, and then you be the judge.
So I know we just have a few minutes left because I know that you're, you know, I know that you're in demand. So for those of you that, for the audience that has not gotten to know you yet, and I know they'll go to your site and do that, can you just briefly tell people like how this came to you or your background a little bit?
Yeah. This was God's hand in all of this. And what am I getting at? Well, in order to follow this esoteric journey, this path that's not traveled or rarely traveled, I studied Tesla when I was a youngster, Nikola Tesla. Tesla fired my imagination. I was fortunate enough to meet an American inventor by the name of the Hieronymus family, which I was able to buy scalar energy instruments in the 90s. And with that, I developed a technique. I developed an understanding. Now, you know, what's my point here? This is so esoteric. There are so few people on the planet that have scalar energy instruments who have scalar energy knowledge. I really had to follow the trail behind me, the masters, Tesla, another scientist, Hieronymus. So this is just a small group. It's a small circle, not by anybody's design, but very few scientists want to travel this path. So long story short, I continue on after Tesla and Hieronymus. I'm trying to introduce this emerging science to mankind. Scalar energy is the energy of the sun and the stars. This is free energy. With this free energy, I can break apart the herpes virus. You can do thousands of things with scalar energy. One of the functions is to break apart a virus. So as we develop this narrative with Deb and her audience, I want people just to really crystallize and to understand that this technology has the potential of changing the world. for the better.
Wow. Well, thank you, because I think that's important for people to know how that came to you and how it came about. And you didn't just, you know, that it came. So I know we're going to be seeing you again. I'm loving that we're going through conditions that are considerable. The one that we talked about last time was HIV. Yeah. But this energy, like you said, whatever is going on. As a preventative person, I really enjoy having my body aligned and attuned as much as possible. I think it's interesting that, you know, we tend to get serious about things when we start to get sick, but prevention is the key. And so keeping yourself aligned, whether it's chakras, aligned energy, keeping yourself vibrating at the vibration of health, you know, the vibration of health and having your body attuned. These are not unusual words. When I think of vibration, when I think of tuned, I think of, just think about how beautiful it is when you listen to beautiful music and you align to it and how it elevates how you feel. We all know that laughter, music, good words. And, you know, when you talk about putting someone singing and shattering a voice, yeah. I remember a very good friend of mine, Fernando from Mexico. I met him here. And he was he was part of the group that was the, oh gosh, I'm struggling for my words, but he was the NFL introducer, MC for all the football in Mexico. I'm not using the right word, you know, interviewer. And it's so interesting, but they didn't realize his vast experience. I introduce you guys, his vast experience with disease. And particularly bacteria. So anyways, we're talking and he came to Vancouver and he heard about me and he came for a session and we were talking. And he had done great studies 15 years ago, 20 years ago, trying to think of when I got rid of, well, my daughter, so 26 years ago. And he was talking about how they did these studies and he showed me just they had glasses of water and how they put words on the glasses. And it was like, you know, one is hate and like just really negative words on water and positive words on the other glass. And then they put those water under microscope and the beauty of how the health and then the distortion of the cells in the water that just had the vibration of the words. I'm clearly struggling with my words right now, but just to see that data was shocking, right?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And that scalar energy, when you can project energy, thoughts into a glass of water, you're projecting scalar energy. Thinking, intention is scalar energy. That's how important this science is. It's the intention of the universe. It's consciousness.
Yeah. Awesome. I learn more every time I hang out with you. I'm just grateful you're coming back on the show. Okay. Look, so Tom's information will be in the show notes. These videos, I know that if you're audio and you're not watching, you're not seeing, you know, what it is, we're slide sharing and the evidence and the report. So you can watch the show. You can call Tom personally and have a conversation. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for doing your work. I understand what it's like to be pioneering. It can be painful at times. So I get it. I know what it's like to try to get the word out. Goodness knows we're doing that. So thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for being an expert in your field. Thanks for choosing us. And you guys know how to reach Tom. And with that, till we meet again, my friends.